Sunday Meditation, November 12, 2006. Our main question today is, ever since 9/11, I've been concerned that this planet may be heading towards a catastrophic war. I feel a sense of failure, helplessness, and hopelessness. I feel myself heading towards complete despair. I'm beginning to question whether all is well with the birthing of fourth density Earth. Has the planetary experiment gone awry? If so, what spiritual principles are involved in transmuting despair into hope and doubt into encouragement?
We are thus known to you as the principle of Akul. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator, in whose service we come to you this day. Thank you for calling us to your circle of seeking. It is a great privilege to share in your meditation. As always, we would ask your kind consideration in being very careful what thoughts of ours you use as you move through thinking about your spiritual process. Please disregard any thought that we offer that is not immediately helpful to you. We would not wish to be a stumbling block before you. We thank you for that consideration, for it allows us to speak freely without being concerned that we might infringe upon your free will. We are emphatically not authority figures, but rather travelers with you upon a certain kind of path that goes on forever. This day you have asked concerning feelings that you have about the society and culture in which you live, and about the government which rules your particular part of the world. You express feelings of deep concern feelings of despair and hopelessness. You express a feeling that you are not able to help the situation by anything that you can do. And you ask what the spiritual principles are in dealing with these thoughts and in looking for ways to transform the inner landscape of your thoughts. My sister, we thank you for this query. Our response must be somewhat elegiac. As we cannot make a frontal approach to your query. We are those who come on a vibration of unconditional love. Our contact and our type of contact in general does not have the facility with detailed earthly information of a practical nature that, say, an inner planes entity might have. It is not, we correct this instrument, it is not our providence to interfere with the governance or the affairs in general of planet Earth. For good information on how to affect your government, your politics, your economics, or your society in general by practical and worldly means, we would strongly suggest that you inquire from other sources than we. We are a carefully tuned contact that focuses upon spiritual principles. From that level, my sister, we may answer you. But it is perhaps an answer other than you would have wished. And for that, we can only say that our ability to speak through this instrument is based upon her preserving a certain tuning. Were she to slip out of this tuning range, we would be unable to continue offering her information. However, she might be able to continue receiving information from an entity of a negative nature who was able to ape or imitate the vibration of those of the Kuo group. We say these things to you so that you will understand if we do not roll up our sleeves and dig into the cleaning up of planet Earth. Indeed, my sister, we do not see that picture. Let us talk a bit about what we do see upon your planet at this time. Firstly, you were concerned that there may be a conflagration caused by humans setting off bombs in a nuclear holocaust that would strip the planet of its atmosphere, or were it not so horrendous, a conflagration would simply cloud the atmosphere so that life upon planet Earth would become extinct from its inability to function in the new environment. There are many peoples upon your planet who have access to such bombs and weapons of mass destruction. And there are more who have the capacity to acquire them if they see the need. Therefore, my sister, your concern is valid. What shall you do then with that concern? This instrument recently read an article which described an Hawaiian healing technique called Ho'oponopono. in this healing technique, the healer never touches the patient and may not even see the patient. He may simply be told about the patient. This healer works, we correct this instrument, this healing technique is intended to be used in healing mental illness, emotional distress, and the criminal mentality. The healer receives all of the information concerning his patient. He then looks within to discover that condition within himself. When he has found that condition within himself, he sets about healing that condition within himself. When he has healed himself, quite often the prisoner or mental patient is found to require no more medication or to have been healed of criminal tendencies. The spiritual principle that is behind this healing technique is the very basic principle of unity. All things are one. It is interesting that we see you, all of you, individually and collectively, as enormously greater in substance than any other details of your earthly environment. Whereas you see yourselves as the smallest portion of an environment that towers above you, beneath you, and on all sides of you, making you insignificant, helpless, hopeless, and full of despair. We would encourage those who wish to make a difference on planet Earth to gaze at the planetary dysfunction and then to internalize that gaze and find the dysfunction within. It is not difficult for most humans to do. Both the one known as Jim and the one known as Tom were talking about how easy it is to move from a mental and emotional attitude of unconditional love to an attitude of irritation and hostility when the catalyst of an unhappy and abrasive person breaks into the peaceful world of home and family. What dysfunction is there in the world this day that might lead to the self-destructive and utterly irrational decision to set off nuclear bombs? What is that distortion but the belief that there is separation between people? How often, my sister, do you think that you will be able to work on healing that sense of separation between yourself and others that you see in the world's dysfunction? We ask you to realize that we are speaking on the level of a causality that is far beyond the causality of worldly things. We are not saying that if you heal your sense of separation today, the world will change tomorrow. We are saying that when individuals who belong to the tribe of humankind choose one upon another to serve the love and the light and to refrain from fear, that attitude will spread. That emotional safety net will begin to spread out. And the more people that are doing this kind of work within themselves, the more the environment will shift on the inner planes in such a way that those who come after you will be able to do this work in consciousness more and more easily. It is understandable that entities gazing upon the world scene would feel helpless, hopeless, and despairing. Certainly, my sister, we too see the broken bodies of children and other innocents carelessly killed by those who do not see that they and their brothers are one. We do not intend to downplay or shrug off the suffering of the world. At the same time, we do see from a point of view which encompasses a larger pattern than you can see from within incarnation. The fourth density of planet Earth is being born normally and in a healthy way. The efforts of many groups, including this one through whom we speak this day, have spoken of light and love, and the word has been passed more than perhaps you might realize. At the grassroots level, at the level of indigenous peoples, and at the level in the civilized worlds of the first fumbling reachings for something that has substance, we see the world waking up to love. We see it beginning to identify the hunger that it has. We see it beginning to respond, love being reflected in love. There is great hope at that grassroots level, below the radar of politics and empire. We cannot tell you not to be concerned about politics and society, about economics and culture. Depending upon your own judgment and your own free will, we encourage you and all entities to follow your heart, to define those gifts that you might feel to share with your society and your culture that might make it better. This is your free will and your good work to do if you wish it. What we are here to speak with you concerning is something far simpler, and at the same time something far greater. We come to tell you a story about love. Love unconditional. Love unlimited. Love that creates and destroys. It is a simple concept. This one great original thought of unconditional love, creating the universe in order to know more about itself. If you can look at your experience in the context of the Creator's desire to gather experience and information about itself, then you will see that the Creator is perfectly happy with you, whatever you are doing, and especially delighted with you when you are attempting to know yourself at an ever deeper level. If a third density experience ends not with a bang, but with a whimper, by humanity polluting its air and its water until it can no longer find a way to live, this will not overly trouble the Creator, for the Creator is gathering information about the entire range of experience that is had by this population or tribe of humanity on the third planet from your sun. Indeed, if you were to destroy your planet, as has been done elsewhere in this solar system, on Mars, for instance, the Creator would still feel that it had received good information from you. Consequently, to the Creator, you basically can do no wrong, as long as you are authentically acting and gaining experience. Now, to your own consciousness and conscience, you have much more accountability. For you sent yourself forth into incarnation with a plan. And there is a part of you that is hoping, day by day, as you go through your entire life, that you are on track with your mission, your plan, your purpose. There are those who attempt to nail down the nature of that plan. Yet, you as a spirit did not plan specific activities. You planned opportunities and relationships. Those are the keys. When you are tempted to feel helpless, hopeless, and despairing, we would encourage you to remember that you do not need to relate either to some idea of the Creator and please the Creator, nor do you need to relate to the world and in some way please the world. In terms of your spiritual work, you have only yourself to please. When you see before you your own statement, I feel helpless, I feel hopeless, I feel despair, what would your highest and best self respond to that complaint? You see, my sister, the answers lie within you already. And by merely encouraging your own process a bit, we believe you may see the answers flowing into place before you. You are not helpless. You are a person of infinite power. You are not hopeless, unless you choose to take that pose and stand as a statue, ignoring the movements of life. You may well be despairing because you have allowed yourself to identify the illusion as the realest portion of your life. In actuality, in terms of spiritual evolution, that which occurs outside of your mind is food for the mill. The pay dirt of spiritual seeking lies not in circumstances, but in how you choose to respond to them. There are always reasons to despair. There are always reasons to be intimidated. That which this instrument calls the loyal opposition would be delighted to see entities give up those faculties of hope and faith that make people unreasonably optimistic. We, on the other hand, would encourage you to see that if you choose to stand knowing who you are, feet planted upon the soil of your life and your experience, and your arms stretched in praise and thanksgiving to the Creator of all things, you are a person of great power. If you so choose to adopt and embrace faith, no suffering can break you, for you choose the truth. And all else is illusion. If you choose hope, those wings shall fly you where you need to go. For each entity morale and attitude are a matter of choice. There is no limitation which can keep an entity from grooming and settling his own mind and his own heart. Along the lines of peace and joy and thankfulness, if he so desires to seek those levels of being within himself. And my sister, as each entity does these things, so the world will change. May we ask if there is another query at this time?
We have a follow-up. We see a lot of lies and corruption in government these times. What spiritual principles are involved in holding a vision of peace in the face of rampant corruption?
We are those of the quo and are aware of your query, my sister. There is a saying among your people, power corrupts, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. This tends to be a true statement. You may see power in one of two ways. You may see power as coming from the outside in, or you may see power coming from the inside out. The power that comes from the outside in is the power of government, authority, the usual suspects in your world. There are many ways in which people can be persecuted by authority figures. You have seen evidences of many of these kinds of persecutions. You recoil before the stink of empire. It is understandable that you would see this power as being very vast and hanging over you somehow. This is the way of things upon the level of consensus reality. We are witnesses to another kind of power. It is not the power that changes governments or topples armies. It is not a power that has weaponry or clever disguises and plans and protocols. The power that comes from the inside out is the power first of knowing who you are. And secondly, of emptying out the content of who you are to the extent that you are able to follow the changing currents and eddies of the present moment. We would encourage you to see yourself as a lighthouse. The lighthouse lights its lamp and keeps its windows transparent. And it gives to that lamp the power to turn in endless circles so that those coming in from the open water may see the rocks and avoid them and come to a safe harbor. A spiritual lighthouse has its own kind of light. And when you become aware of the power of your beingness, you may, if you wish, consciously become that kind of lighthouse that radiates love and light into the spiritual space around you. All the speaking that you might do is not 1,000th as powerful as the focus of your very nature when it is focused upon unconditional love. Let your answer to fear be an open-hearted, sunny, carefree, joyous, confident feeling of love and rightness. Develop that environment within yourself, lightening up, looking for the laughter, looking for the fun. And although the world may seem to wag on as before, no better and no worse, do not be deceived. What you do within the precincts of your own sacred heart and mind affect your world. Please know, my sister, that people by the millions are asking these same questions, coming to this same kind of conclusion, and taking up the power that is theirs by spiritual birthright. May we ask if there is another query at this time? Oh, we are those of Makua.
Okay. I'm concerned that people on planet Earth do not have good information and that their ignorance could jeopardize the entire planet. Ra said of those unawakened beings in their third density experience that, quote, to those who wish to sleep, we can only offer those conditions designed for the sleeping, end quote. What if Earth's sleepers endangered the entire planet by creating the conditions which could precipitate nuclear war by failing to counteract the control that the self-service to self-leadership exercises on such a wide and pervasive scale?
We are those of Kuo and are aware of your query, my sister. We have no pat answer for you in this wise, except to assure you that there are avenues of information available globally to those civilized entities who are equipped with electricity and computers and so forth. The amount of information available to those who have access to your internet and so forth is astronomical. The information is available for those who seek it. The earth is not being threatened by those who do not seek. The patterns which present themselves to your eyes at this time are strong patterns that have repeated within your history quite a few times. They are patterns of empire, the gathering of resources, the subjugation of peoples, and the turn of the wheel so that the conqueror becomes the conquered, and another world balance of power is set up. This wheel has turned before, it shall turn again. We would suggest, my sister, that knowledge is not the problem. Indeed, there is only a problem within the illusion. It is difficult to communicate in words how helpful it is to release worry and concern. These energies are energies of exhausting power. They rob you of your natural optimism and confidence. It may seem that we are suggesting that you turn your back on the facts and dwell in an ivory tower. We do not intend to suggest this. We intend rather to suggest that you love the world and accept it as it is. Once you have chosen that fundamental attitude of loving the world no matter what, then it is not going to unbalance you to investigate as much as you wish into the structures of politics, economics, social living, culture, and the formation of myth. Learn all that you can. Absorb and consider and mull over information as long as you wish. As long as you are able to do this within the context of loving that which you understand ever better, understanding is a positive thing. When you gather information so that you can find more things about which to worry, then you have begun to take the world too seriously. May we ask if there is another query at this time?
The last question is, I want to alert people to the information that they don't have, but I'm concerned about preserving their free will. What spiritual principles are involved in desiring to share information which may open their eyes to the reality of the planetary game without a prior request to do so?
We are those of Kuo and are aware of your query, my sister. The spiritual principle involved in communication of ideas is what this instrument would call the Johnny Appleseed principle. All thoughts that you feel are helpful and useful for others remain so only in your own mind. Just as other people may tell you all manner of things which you do not find relevant or interesting, so may you talk until you are, as this instrument would say, blue in the face, without ever making sense to anyone or doing any good. Spiritual information is sensitive to context and environment. You cannot simply take the world by the throat and say, "Listen to me. I have information that is helpful." Those who force information on others are acting in a way that they feel is helpful, yet in effect it is service to self, for they are teaching what they believe is good for you without regard to what you think about it or how you react to it. The Johnny Appleseed principle is one of dropping seeds. This instrument, for instance, and the research group with which she is associated, maintains a website with thousands of transcripts and speeches that this instrument has created through her work throughout several decades. It lies there, waiting to be found by those who have a spiritual impulse. Many, many other beautiful and inspiring sources of information lie also waiting. There is no shortage of information. We ask you to rest your concern and internalize that desire to help so that you see the very living of your life as an emblem and a symbol of the living of the life of the world. Consciousness. It's not yours alone. You share the innermost identity of yourself with all that there is. Walk, my sister, out of the small rooms and dim hallways of fear, and come out into the outdoors of wind and water and fire and earth. Come from the local to the infinite. Come from the world of detail to the world of the four directions, the elements, and the powers. Come to the great cross of life, the vertical reach to the infinite, the horizontal reach within incarnation to loving and being loved. And know that it is in the little things that you shall create
a new heaven and a new earth. May you do each little thing as if it were a great honor and privilege. May you shine as the lighthouse you are. May we ask if there is another query at this time?
Not from here.
If there is no further query, then we shall leave this group and this instrument in the love and light of the one infinite creator, Adonai, Adonai. As we let the light that we have gathered in this circle go back to the infinite creator, let us place in it our hopes and our dreams and our prayers for healing. The image goes up. Let the reins fall down.
I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. United people, we are one. United people, we are one.